attract new businesses to our region.
So the race is on to reach the goal of tripling the student population at OSU Cascades in the next 13 years. For Take 5, I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.
1110 KBND Sports at 15 and 45 past each hour.
It is 5:15. Welcome to it. Let's see what's going on with our sports today. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. And we begin with Captain Obvious. The drama, if there ever was any, is gone from Thursday's first pick in the NFL draft. Indianapolis Colts general manager Ryan Grigson announced yesterday that the team will take Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck with the number one overall pick.
In fairness to Andrew Luck, and in fairness to the whole process, the media gauntlet he's going to be enduring the next couple days, I thought it was the right thing to do to announce that we're going to take him.
Luck has been widely presumed to be the team's choice since releasing veteran quarterback Peyton Manning in March. The Washington Redskins are expected to then take Baylor quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III with the number two overall pick. The NBA has suspended Laker forward Meta World Peace for 7 games. The man formerly known as Ron Artest was hit with a penalty for viciously elbowing Thunder swingman James Harden on Sunday. That suspension carries over into the playoffs, not that it will seriously affect the Lakers' chances of moving on. Speaking of the NBA, short schedule yesterday, Atlanta downed the Clippers. Sacramento fell to Oklahoma City. Boston better than Miami. New Orleans got by Golden State, and Utah clinched a playoff berth with a win over Phoenix. And on the Stanley Cup ice, they went overtime before New Jersey skated past Florida. That series tied at 3 each. ESPN reports college football's most influential minds are meeting in Florida this week to discuss a possible playoff system. According to the report, a 4-team playoff would have semifinal games and the national championship game played at neutral sites. Any possible changes would not take place until the 2014 season at the earliest. And you want a piece of the Ducks? Well, Oregon's brand new online auction site has gone live. The site peddles official Duck uniforms and gear. Now, every item began at $1, but some, like a Kelly Green Ducks jersey with number 21 and James stitched on the back, reached $595 by mid-afternoon, and bidding doesn't close for another 12 days. The sale of surplus gear is a fundraiser for the Duck Athletic Department. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.